Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas-siratal mustaqim, siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim. What up, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world, gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, thee do we worship, and thy name we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. Ameen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, for 1444 Ramadan. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Is Allah's servant and messenger in the seal of the prophethood. Is it being heard? Let me see. Sorry. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, I'm being heard. I look like my phone was on mute. Let me just check it out here and see. Let me go here and ask someone to press 1. You don't have to say anything unless you just want to greet us or something. But just let me know I am being heard. Just press 1. I tell you, this computer is just... it's cutting up today, y'all. Press 1. Just press 1 on your phone. And let me know. And you know it's acting, don't you? You know my computer's really showing out right now. I can't move. Nothing is moving. Okay, let me see. I can't see a thing. Okay, if you just press 1 and just let me know if I'm being heard. I appreciate you so kind. You're such a gem, such a gem. Alhamdulillah. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, creator of the heavens and earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, of 1444 Ramadan, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, the Preeta Hadi. And as always, we open to you with hugs and love. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Now, y'all know I couldn't wait for that one, don't you? Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay. Alhamdulillah, of course, over here, and I'm sure you're seeing it as well. We got confetti, we got balloons, and it's a really big celebration. Alhamdulillah. And as you know, of course, we are in the 10th month of the Islamic calendar, which is Shawwal. And today is the second day of Shawwal 1444 on the Hijra calendar and April 22nd on the Gregorian calendar. And as you know, hey, everybody, yesterday was the first of Shawwal, of course, and was the first day of our Eid celebration. And, you know, oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. It was so beautiful yesterday. And I'm going to give everyone the opportunity today, if you want to share, you know, your Ramadan, if you like, and also your Eid day of celebration yesterday. And we still got more to come now. Today is only second day, and usually they say it's being said that I believe that we can celebrate, or we do have celebrations going at least up until Sunday. But, you know, some of us, I won't call no names, Mr. Preeta Hadi. Anyway, I just believe when you get, you know, when you get the celebrations, you know, you carry them as long as the spirit is there. As long as the spirit is in your heart, in your mind, and you're wanting to share that spirit, then you carry it as long as you want to carry that spirit. But officially, I believe we only have 3 days of celebration, which should. It started yesterday, and it should end, inshallah, tomorrow. Alhamdulillah. Well, we'll see how that spirit goes, inshallah. And thank you so kindly for the big hug, because I felt you. I felt you, and alhamdulillah. And I pray Allah that you felt my love back to you, and thank you so kindly. Also, you know now, we also officially ended the CWSC annual Ramadan Telethon 2023, which is now over. And our goal was set for $10,000. However, we didn't quite make that $10,000. But we did raise $4,825, and we're actually needing to get $5,175 yet to make that $10,000. So even though Ramadan is over and the Ramadan, CWSC annual Ramadan telethon has ended, we still have an obligation to make that goal of the $10,000, inshallah, so that we could, you know, be able to handle the responsibilities of CWSC to its intelligentsias as well as other nonprofit organizations, which we do make donations to and for on behalf of CWSC. So we appreciate you kindly. If once you get an opportunity, if you've already made your donations, alhamdulillah, and you know we certainly do appreciate you dearly. And if you have not made that donation, please think about it and go over to cwsc.us. Of course, that's us. And push on that blue donate button, and you can make whatever desired contribution that you feel that you're able to make. Also, you know you can make that one-time payment right there at the cwsc.us, or you can also do a recurring payment, and the most popular amount of the recurring payment is, of course, $9.99. a month, $9.99 a month. But say, for instance, if you want to make more than that, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, but that is the most often recurring amount that we have. Also, and if you'd like to mail that payment, you know, you can put it through the mail, make out your check or your money order to CWSC Inc., CWSCINC, and that's what you'll make your check or your money order out to, and you're going to mail that over to CWSC Marina Village, that's Marina Village, Village, 490534, put your small TH on there, because that's going to represent your 34th Street. So that's 4905 South, number 185. And you're going to use that tic-tac-toe sign, you know, to say number 185. Again, you're going to mail that out to CWSC Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, which is going to just be an S. And then you're going to use the tic-tac-toe sign number to represent number, and you're going to put 185, and that's going to be St. Petersburg, Florida, and that zip code is 33711-4511. That's St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-11, and you can drop that in the mail at any time you care to do so. Alhamdulillah. But I believe we are going to make it, everyone. We are, and we may have a little bit more because I don't really know what happened in this morning's program. I don't recall getting that update because I got this update on the program yesterday evening from our executive director, Martha Naila Abdullah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, now you know what? We're not going to stay on here all night tonight. You know why? I'm not thinking. In my head, I tell you, all I was thinking about is I got to come on the program this evening and share with the listening audience, you here in the studio and you here out in AM360.org land, about the wonderful time it is of Eid Mubarak, and not remembering that, you know, a lot of us are out this evening still celebrating. As in fact, myself, after I get from this program, I'm going to continue on with some family members and do a little continuing celebrating myself. So we're usually going to be in here from 5 to 7, and we're going to try and make 5 to 7. I think that's going to be a really good time for us to do our program. You know, we were coming on 7 and 9, you know, and then it gets dark and all that. And then it was running right into breaking of the fast and everything. So that's what prompted the 5 to 7. But you know what? I'm looking at that 5 to 7. I think I'm liking that a lot better. And we do have the summertime coming up. And then we will still have time. We could come in and jump to the program for a few minutes and then head on out and do some other things that we may have once we get into the summer and still have plenty of daylight left. So 5 to 7 I'm looking at is going to be a really good time for us, so we can sort of look out for being here at that time. Now tonight, like I said earlier, we were going to talk about the Eid. We're going to talk about our experiences for the Ramadan, and also remember us experienced Shahadas, experienced, seasoned Muslims. We know all about, you know, hey, you know, we've been here for a minute. We know about the Ramadan and the fasting, and at the end we get to eat and happy celebrations and everything. However, we must remember our new Shahadas. And so I wanted to just kind of brief over some things just to, if they haven't already heard, just to bring them up to speed in terms of the Eid and what it's all about. I want to share a little bit of that. But in the process of that, you can always press one, and say, hey, Dupreeta, I want to share some ideas, some things that have taken place in my Ramadan, some things that have taken place on my Eid, my first day of Eid yesterday, you know, Eid prayer. Some people, I think the day would be their first day of celebration to the Eid. So they just went to Eid prayer this morning, you know. So, but yesterday in my locale was our first day of Eid. So I want to share some, you know, just share a little bit of information with everybody about the Eid. Okay, and so, but before we get to that, I'm going to head on over here and make our first PSAs. Now, what I'm looking at, I'm thinking, hey, I'm probably sure we'll probably get out of here at the very latest, a quarter after six. That'll be at the very latest, okay? So with that, we're going to go on and take our first PSA, and we're going to jump right back in here and go over a couple of those notes about Eid, leaving the lines open for you to press one at any time and share that information with us, inshallah, okay? So with that, let's open up with let's go right here and open up with CWSC, Peace, Love, and Compassion, PSA.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah and wa alaikum as-salam. That was our very own executive director, Martha Naida Abdullah, extending on behalf of CWSC, Peace, Love, and Compassion. Alhamdulillah. And, of course, quickly, if you're there out there in am360.org land and you have a question or comment, something that you want to share, you're listening online, you're going to need to dial into the studio and then press 1 so that we know that you do have something you want to share. And you're going to do that by dialing in live at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and I recognize that you have something you want to share and open your mic for you. Alhamdulillah. Also, we do want to encourage our listening audience, and we do appreciate everyone for being here inside the studio as well as there on am360.org, that we want to encourage everyone to visit our live podcast programming at am360.org or 701-719-4197. And visit our Parent Corporation Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. Yes, that's us. And that would be the same website that you're going to use when you want to go over and make that donation online there at cwsc.us. Also, you can visit us, give us a like on Facebook, or you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And also at this particular number is where you can dial in if you wanted talk with someone over at this business office and let them know that you wanted to make your contribution or have a question or just some information that you want to leave. You can do that also at the 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Alhamdulillah. With that, we're going to move right into this evening's presentation. And as I mentioned before, we want to bring up to speed our new Shahadas, you know. And just a reminder for those of our seasoned Shahadas that may have not gotten out today to celebrate the Eid. We want to say Eid Mubarak to everyone. And this information is for us all, alhamdulillah. So entitlement of the presentation this evening is What is Eid? And all about the Muslim celebration and why it's so significant. Alhamdulillah. Now I'm going to share with you all something. Do you know the history of this piece of history? I didn't know. I do know some history about, but I wasn't aware that, well, first of all, the sighting of the crescent moon is a signal of the end of the holy month of Ramadan, and it also marks the first day of Shawwal on the Islamic calendar. So that was actually yesterday, and you know, yesterday being Friday, so you know we usually have Juma on Friday too. So since Eid was on Friday yesterday, then most of your mosques and Islamic centers hosted two sermons. One was for the Eid and the other was for the Juma prayers. One was for the Eid prayers and the other was for the Juma prayers. And that is exactly what we did at my Islamic center here in Flint, Michigan, yesterday. Alhamdulillah. And thing that I was going to say in the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, got his first revelation during Ramadan. Now we know that. And of course, again, after the fasting and the month of Ramadan and the straining and ourselves and glorifying and praising our Lord and the Tarawih prayers and the rising for the Suhoor and the breaking of the daily fast with the iftars, and after all of that, then it comes to Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr is what that was called when we celebrate the first day after Ramadan. And it is believed to have originated when Muhammad arrived in Medina and witnessed people celebrating feasts on two specific days. Now, Eid al-Adha is believed honors Allah's intervention with a ram. When everybody remember that story of Ibrahim, and Ibrahim was going to sacrifice his son, which he thought that's what Allah had to glorify, as he was telling him to do, was to make the sacrifice of his son, Ishmael. But it's in here, it says, Ibrahim almost sacrificed his son, but it was revealed to him that Allah had glorified that he was saying for him to sacrifice a ram, not his son, but a ram. You know, it's like the ram is like a goat or something, I think. Yeah, a sheep. I believe it's a goat. Okay. But anyway, that's what it was. Instead of him having to sacrifice his son, which he and his son didn't have a problem with, and that, now that is being devoted to God 100%, not even concerned with what it's going to mean, that the fact that you're giving up your life. But that didn't matter to Abraham, nor did it matter to his son. Alhamdulillah. But that's what it was. It was thought. So that's part of the history in the connection in the Quran. Well, we know that we get to eat after the month of Ramadan, and we know that the Quran, through the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was the first revelation of the Ramadan. It was in Ramadan, okay? And so we know after Ramadan, we always celebrate the Eid. But it also, in the Christian book, in the Old Testament, it's stated here in the Bible, has a similar story about Abraham and his son Isaac. So, there we go. So, inshallah, that's the Quran connecting, as the Quran, as we know, is a confirmation of the books that went before it, that came before it. So there's a connection right there to show that the connection of the Quran and the Bible in reference to the prophet Muhammad and the prophet Abraham, peace and blessings of Allah be upon them, and all of the prophets. So, Eid al-Fitr, because, we have two Eids. Eid al-Adha, that's going to be the one that come up after the Hajj. But the Eid al-Fitr is the one that comes up after the fasting, the month of Ramadan. And that's what we just completed yesterday. Yesterday was the first day after the Ramadan, because we ended Ramadan on Thursday. Okay. So we'll have another day, inshallah, tomorrow to complete our 3 days of fasting, inshallah. Okay. And it's saying here, Eid al-Adha, could begin on April 22nd. Wait a minute, hold on. Eid of Adha begins on June 28 and ends on June 29, 2023. But we'll have a little bit more information about that when that time comes, because right now we just want to talk about the Eid al-Fitr, and that was the breaking of the fast and the first the ending of Ramadan and the first day of Shawwal, which was yesterday starting. Okay, and Eid, of course, for those new Shahadas that don't quite know or understand, Eid itself, E-I-D, translates to festival, a festival or a feast, you see? And since this is Eid al-Fitr, this is the after the fasting. See that? Eid translates to feast. We just got through feasting. We just got through fasting, and now we'll do our celebration, which is to be the feasting, having a big feast. And of course, we did. We had food and everything yesterday. And I'm gonna give everyone a minute. Let me check my board and see if there's anyone want to share their Eid from yesterday. Okay, no one have their hands up yet. Okay, so just reminding us season Shahadas, which we already know, but we certainly want to do our part in sharing with our new Shahadas what is actually taking place. Since they are new Shahadas, this may be their first time of fasting. Maybe they just taken their Shahada and they are just looking on at what's taking place, and this kind of helped them to understand what exactly is taking place. We have two Eids. Remember, we have two Eids. We have the Eid of Adha, which is the Eid once the Hajj comes up. That's when we make our trip to the Hajj, to the house, to the Holy House in Mecca. And then we have the Eid al-Fitr, which is the breaking of Ramadan, the ending of Ramadan, which is what we're in right now. Okay. And what was it? Now, when we have the Eid, some of the traditions you'll notice, include of putting on your best clothing. A lot of people, they recommend, or they go out and buy new clothing. And if you can do that, hey, that's really good. But if you can put on some of your clothes, really good clothes, clothes that you got hanging in your closet for special occasions, then you normally, this is part of the tradition to dress up and snack on some dates and and you know what we do? One of the things we do, too, on that first day of Eid, we wake up in the morning, we wake up with the chanting, and you might remember hearing when you went to over to your mosque or your Islamic center where the chanting was going on, and we... You may hear that. So we do that as well oftentimes when we wake up. But they say snacking on dates and heading over to the mosque for special prayers just after the dawn. And, because you get up and you do your fajr and you've completed your reading for Ramadan, but you're going to still read some little short passage there. So then you're going to get yourself dressed and everything and get over to your masjid, your mosque, or your Islamic center and for the prayers. Here it says it's recommended to take an alternative route home than the one you took to the masjid or Islamic center, with the idea of spreading joy and riches everywhere you go. And to most of the people, and it's a beautiful thing because I certainly had the opportunity to do that, and You just be so excited and so happy that Allah has blessed you to complete that month of Ramadan in, sharing, giving your love for the religion and giving your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for his creation, all of his creation, mankind, animals, making sure you do as much charity and good that you can do. And also, one of the traditions for the Eid, we exchange gifts. We give food to those in need. And also we celebrate the slaughter of an animal as a sacrifice. And the animal's meat is cut into three parts, one for family, another for friends and extended relatives, and a third for the poor. So, however, not all families participate in the meat tradition, meaning not being there to actually see the slaughtering of the animal and the cutting it and that type of thing. But most masjids do, they do give out a charity box, and you do get a part of that slaughter, that slaughtered meat. So inshallah, we'll be able to do that as well and receive of that as well this year. Okay, so that's pretty much it. It's just sharing some of the wonderful activities that do take place, And then, you have the feasting, the food, and the gathering of the believers, and the laughter, and the joy, and the talking about different stories and things that they had during Ramadan, and leading up to the Eid. And we have music as well. And you have the children there, and they're used to bring gifts and things for them as well, and they're playing, and you hear those voices, and just a really good time. So inshallah, all of us had a wonderful time, and in a most successful, you're feeling very successful in your Ramadan, and I can tell you right now, I had a wonderful Ramadan, Ramadan Mubarak, and inshallah, you as well. So with that, let me see, is something else I wanted to say? Something else I wanted to say, I was going to do here. Just give me one moment. Okay, with that, we're going to take another PSA real quickly and get right back in here, and then we'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preeta Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And, of course, like I said earlier, that we do appreciate you all being here. And if you have anything that you want to share, you can press 1. Or if you're out there on the line there at am360.org land, then you're going to need to dial in into the studio at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. I will certainly recognize you and open up your mic and give you that opportunity. Also, go and visit that website at cwsc.us. That's us, cwsc.us, and make that donation if you haven't already made your contribution. And also take a look at that website, and that gives you some information on CWSC and the intelligentsias, which your contributions help support in us remaking the world. Alhamdulillah. And however you choose to connect with us, whether it's online, whether it's by telephone, 910-317-0297, or through email at info@cwsc.us. However you choose, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate your kindness. Alhamdulillah. You know what I want to say? That the U.S., the United States, now this is outside of Arabia and Morocco and the other countries and things, here in the United States, do you know we have 3 million Muslims celebrating right here in the United States of America? Now that just shows you that we have over 3 million Muslims here of all ages in America. And it's steady growing. And matter of fact, it's stated to be, this is by one of the organizations that does the, take these types of surveys to find out exactly how many people are doing what in the U.S. And so this is according to the Pew Research Institute. And we have over 3 million Muslims of all ages here in the U.S. and the fastest growing religion in the U.S. Did you hear me? Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to laugh. Okay, and we are back. And that was what I wanted to remind us about. And something else I was going to remind us about. But that was it right there, okay? And I wanted to do, I thought I had a hadith about, my computer is really being very slow today. I'm not sure why, but it is totally being slow. And if I can get it to go over to the hadith, then I'll do so. But if not, I'm not gonna worry with that. Okay. Let me see. Okay, here we go, right here. ID. Okay. MBH. Right here. Okay, I wanted to read a couple of hadiths, and like I said, we're going to get out of here in a little bit. I wanted to read this hadith about a tree in paradise. I want to read this hadith about Eve. Let's do this one about Eve first. Let's see what that one's about. Okay, this beautiful hadith is about Eid, and I think it's very appropriate because we are now in our second day of Eid. It was narrated from An-Numan bin Bashir, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah, may the blessing and peace of Allah be upon him, used to recite on the two Eids. Remember, on the two Eids, we got the Eid of Adha, but today, and we got the Eid of Fitra, and we are in the Eid of Fitra right now. And the Eid of Fitra, and you'll remember, because the Eid of Fitra is going to start, that Fitra is going to start with an F, which is going to remind you that that's the feasting time. So that means we're celebrating after we just broke Ramadan. But the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he used to recite on the two Eids, glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High, and he has there come to you. They are come to you, the narration of the overwhelming. Sometimes the two Eid and Juma occur on the same day, and he would recite them, these two surahs. Okay, and okay. Glorify the name of your Lord Most High. And the overwhelming event. Now, if you know in the Quran, I didn't look at these right and actually, so I could have given you those surahs. Wait a minute, see if this is right here. Yeah, here it is. See, Allah. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying too. But I didn't pick them out. These are the two surahs that he would recite on both of the Eids. And I know that said when it said glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High, I knew that that was Surah Allah. And I'm trying to think. It's 50-something. I can't remember right in my mind. So that was one of the surahs he recites. And the other one was Surah Al-Hashiyah. And that's the overwhelming event. I do know that's what's coming to my mind, and I'm not sure on which. But just go to your Quran and you'll see Surah Allah, that's the Most High, and Surah Al-Hashiyah, which is going to be the overwhelming event, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, and my apologies that I didn't actually take a look at this before and actually have the numbers of those surahs written down, but those are two of the surahs that he would recite on each of the Eids, okay? Okay, and I want to recite this about a tree in paradise. And it says, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, said that there is a tree in paradise. There is not a tree in paradise except that its tree is of gold. There is not a tree in paradise except that its tree is of gold. And that was related by Jami At-Tirmidhi, Book 38, Hadith 3. Paradise is a reward, we can only imagine. The descriptions of it provide us with reference points for perfection and what to look forward to. And that's true. You know, when we get this type of information coming from the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, or in the reading of the Quran and any description that Allah highly glorifies, he has given to us, it does give us something to look forward to. Because when we return to our Lord, highly glorifies he, and to the his paradise, then we will see these trees that every tree there is of gold. See? Every tree there is of gold. And so we can look forward to that. So always do the right thing and strive to please Allah, highly glorified is he, because this is the path to the paradise. And we all want Jannah. We all want to reach Jannah. Because Jannah will have immense reward beyond our imagination. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so with that, let me see if I may have time to read maybe one more. Let's just check and see. Maybe we'll do one more. Okay, let's read this one here since we're just coming out of Ramadan here. It says, this particular hadith is about the time between Sahur and Azan. Oh, because so that's in the back. I remember reading this. It's like, you remember we take our Sahurian in the morning before we begin our fasting, right? Yeah. So we do that before the sun come up, right? So we're going to be taking that Sahurian before the Azan for the Fajr prayer, okay? So here's this hadith. It says, it was narrated by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that Zaid bin Habit, may Allah be pleased with him, said, we took the suhoor, that's that morning meal before the beginning of the fast, with the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Then he stood for the prayer. And Anas says he asked, what was the interval between the suhoor and the azan? And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, replied to him, the interval between the suhoor and the time to stand up for prayer in the morning would be sufficient to reciting of 50 verses of the Quran. You know what I'm saying? So it's at least about 30 minutes, I would say, because I know we can do 50. We can recite 50 ayats from the Quran in at least 30 minutes. Perhaps some can do it less, but I know at least about 30 minutes, I would say. So that would be the sufficient time between the taking of the suhoor in the morning when we begin to, when we wait to begin our day for preparing ourselves for fasting, we take in our suhoor, then we got at least 30 minutes before the calling of the Fajr prayer. So in between that time, you can read at least 50 verses from the Quran. And so that's what the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, has stated in answering that question. Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay, everyone, I certainly have appreciated you. I have enjoyed you. And I pray that with this brief moment that we had together today, that all that was read, it was beneficial to you, and you were able to, you know, grasp something from it, and that was very helpful to you. And, you know, like I said, I really do appreciate us as being seasoned Muslims getting this information or my being able to relate this information to us. But however, our focus is for sure on our new shahadas. And just as a reminder, we wanted to let them know about the, you know, about the Eid and what it was all about, the celebration. And my apologies. I'm not remembering that until I got ready to come on, and I was like, okay, I got some things to do too, and we still got another day now, don't forget, of celebrating. But and we wanted to share with them and give them an insight and understanding on the two Eids that we do have as Muslims, as believers, as Muslims, you know, alhamdulillah. And also just a quick reminder now, remember, if you have not already made that contribution to our CWSC annual Ramadan telethon, you want to head on over there to CWSC.org, CWSC.us, that is, and push on that donate button and make your contribution. And of course, if you want to press one at any time right now and state your intentions on making that contribution, you can certainly do so. Inshallah, that everyone will continue to have a fantastic next couple of days of celebrating the Eid, because some people remember that the day was their first day of celebrating the Eid. And, of course, I joined in yesterday. It was my first day of celebrating. So we do have a couple of days left. And so you do have that the time to where we can still jump in there and, hey, balloons and confetti and everything, and still get your blessings for helping us to be able to raise that $10,000. That is our goal. And we know Ramadan is over. Alhamdulillah. And I know everyone had a fantastic Ramadan, inshallah. Ramadan Mubarak. And had a successful Ramadan. And we want you to enjoy the rest of your time for your Eid. And look forward to next week, inshallah, having a fantastic upcoming week. And Duma Mubarak coming up. And sharing that information of getting over there and making that contribution. Because even though the Ramadan is over, and the Ramadan is over, and we had our goal set for $10,000 for the month of Ramadan, we did almost make it there, but we still, according to my understanding, we still have about $5,175 left to make that $10,000, and we didn't make it right there in the month of Ramadan itself, but it still carries those blessings because we still have that responsibility to, you know, to make our contribution so that we can be able to fund CWSC and its intelligentsias. And remember, go over there to CWSC.us, click on that blue donate button, and also take a look at the that website and find out about the intelligentsias of CWSC. And one of the main ones that we do have, of course, is this AM360 platform here that we are able to be able to share the information that we do share here, all of the hosts here on AM360 to share with you and you that are here in the studio as well as you that are out there on AM360.org land. Go and check out that website and read about some of the exciting things that we've done. We just got back on from a cruise, and we took one a couple years ago, and we do have another one coming up here. We just went to Barbados, so you want to get some information about that as well. Okay, so with that, I told you all we weren't going to stay because I know some of us are still celebrating. And so, inshallah, we'll get back here tomorrow. Inshallah, next Saturday, beginning at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on AM360. And with that, we want to remember the homeless. We want to remember those that are ill. We want to remember those that have returned to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want to make duas and prayers for them. And we want to help them as much as we individually can. And certainly want to send our prayers for them. And as we came in, we said the hugs and love to you. And we're going to go out with the same hugs and love. And we're going to look forward to seeing you, inshallah, next week. I was trying to find something here, I tell you. Oh, you know my computer been really cutting up today having a job. But that's okay. That's okay. We're not going to stress. We're not going to even stress about that, okay? But we're going to go out on a PSA. We're going to do a PSA here. And it's just a reminder, okay? Because we really do want to remember to get over to CWSC.us and actually make those contributions. Okay, come on now. Hugs and love to you. Thank you so kindly for being here. I've enjoyed you immensely, and inshallah, you've joined the information, enjoyed the information that was presented, and inshallah, bless us all to be able to get a good night rest. Continue to enjoy the rest of the day of this Eid and tomorrow and the next day if you're just starting today in the Eid, and celebrate and enjoy yourselves, and may Allah bless us all with a good night rest and a blessed rising. And inshallah, we'll see you back here next week, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Big old hugs and love to you, okay? And I'm going to go out with this particular PSA. Yes. Okay. You know, I love y'all, dear. Don't start nothing with me now. You know, I love you dearly. I'm going to go out with this particular PSA. I wanted to do something, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do right here. Okay? What we're going to do right here. What's that? Okay. Okay. I'm going to get y'all. Okay. Let's go out with this one right here. Okay. Hugs and love to you. Come on, big tight hugs and love. Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. Enjoy.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum and God's peace be upon you, each and every one of us. We are appreciative of God's blessing. The Creator has granted much. On behalf of the CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, and all of this intelligentsia, especially American Muslim 360 Broadcast, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where our intellect is respected and our voice protected. We thank each and everyone in the human family for being an active participant in this life. We know that we are blessed, and we pray that each and every one of us are aware of our blessing and giving thanks. Giving thanks each and every day. Thanks for our hearing, our sight, our feeling, and our thinking. For the blessings that we have received from the Creator, and we say God, the one God, those blessings are here to aid us and assist us in every way we need them, whether we are aware or not. And so we ask that we all show our appreciation. For surely these gifts will be a witness for us or against us. Take time and be thankful for the time to be with one another. Show patience, show understanding, show kindness, and show our gratitude to the Creator. Be in service to humanity. Use the gift in the best way. God's peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waridduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.